Hello and happy birthday. I know the birthday wish and the gift will probably be a little late, but I have a hard time getting things off on time anyway. Well, I really enjoyed your last two tapes. I would have got this tape off yesterday, but I spent so much time listening to all of them that I didn't have enough time. Right now, I'm supposed to be babysitting Bobby. Mother and Bob, they're on a two-day vacation at Hakone. Day before yesterday, I went out, Bobby and all of us went to Nico. This Nico is about 2 hours train ride out of Tokyo, north of Tokyo, up in the mountains. And it's supposed to be a real scenic area, which is part of its value. And also, it's supposed to have the most ornately decorated shrine in all of Japan. And the shrine is really beautiful. They've just gone to just detail on everything. It's really tremendous. And the scenic value is just like something you'd see in the States. I mean, they had a couple waterfalls there and a lake and everything, but it would be just like you might see in the mountains in the States. The trip started out, well, we decided the day before we left that we were going to go there. But Bob finally got some time off. So we went down at about 6:30, we got down the Sano and had breakfast there. And then at 7:30, we boarded a bus. And this bus went to all the major hotels in the area and picked up people and took them out to the train station where we left. We got on the train. The train was fully air-conditioned. It was a 6-car coach. This is really a great train. One reason is because it was on a private line. Your national railways, their trains are just average. I mean, there's nothing special about any of them. But this was a really nice train. And they had part of one coach was devoted to a lounge area with swivel chairs and a jukebox in there. I don't know, the trip wasn't too bad going out. Then when we got out there, we boarded another bus and went out to see the shrine and to the lakes, and we went to a hotel for lunch. For lunch we had fish, chicken, soup, and a very small portion of potatoes. And I think that was about all. I didn't stick around for coffee or dessert or anything that might have come later. I went downstairs and started looking around. It was real nice up there. We got back that night about, got to the sauna about 7, I guess. So it was a full day, and I was pretty tired when I got back. Next week, we're planning on going on a 4-day trip to Kyoto, which is supposed to be the number one historic center in Japan, where a lot of shrines and all sorts of this stuff, and where the capital buildings and the head of Japan used to be situated. So I'm looking forward to that. I don't think we plan on taking Bobby on that one, but we might. I've taken down a few words here to help me out. Next on my list is the weather. It's really terrible here. It's real hot and humid. Oh, and the air is all mucky and smoggy, and it's just really terrible. Yesterday, while I was listening to your other tapes and taking down some of these notes, at
a quarter of four yesterday. It was 89 degrees. Today I stuck the thermometer outside at lunchtime and it registered 91. So it's pretty hot. It's real nice in here with the air conditioner on. I'm sitting right in front of it on the floor because the tape recorder is in a situation that it's the only place I can see the tape and the meters. I also heard on the radio today that for the last 15 days the temperature has been in the 90s. I can believe it too, but it's just really terrible to have to go out in it. School, I'll be starting school the 28th of this month. So, I'm not looking forward to it at all. Although, it won't be as lonesome with being able to see somebody, which I've only been out to see anybody twice this summer. A lot of the kids I knew didn't live at the base where I went. And many others had moved and such, so I didn't get to see too many kids this summer. I'll be going fairly close to the school I went to last year. About 5 miles farther, I think. The school I was going to last year has discontinued their junior high. And I won't get to see any of the kids I went to school with last year. They're going to another school. Oh, the Blue Max. I think I'll finally get to see that. I'm going down tonight to a movie. And when I do, I'm going to get reservations for the Blue Max. I don't know when it's coming on, but it's coming on pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to that. I haven't seen too many movies lately. I went down to Japanese theater the other day and saw Grand Prix cinema. The theater wasn't too much, but the movie was pretty good. It lasted for a long time. Something different. I don't know. I don't even know what's showing tonight at the movies. I'm just going down because it'll give me something to do. I haven't got out of the house very much last couple of days. Oh, the last, I think it was Sunday night, Monday morning, we were coming back from Kamigawa. We were about an hour's drive out of Kamigawa. We thought we had a flat, you know, and started thumping and everything and riding like you had a flat. And we got out, checked all the tires, and we didn't have a flat.
I'll have to continue this on the other side, so see you then. We couldn't figure out what it was, so we pulled up into a great big parking lot of where a ferry went across the bay real close. And Bob took the wheel off and was trying to get the drum off, you know, to see what was the matter. And the screws in it were, it was so tight that they wouldn't come out without tearing apart, you know, so we needed a bigger screwdriver and we needed a Phillips. So we thought we spied a shop and we pulled in, we went back. And there were some people in there and we tried to find out if they had a Phillips screwdriver, which was bigger than the one we had. And they couldn't produce one. And so since we brought their attention to our distress, they decided they'd all come over and try to help us out. So we had guys over there with lights and they'd pull up cars and had hammers and everything trying to pound and get this drum off the wheel, and it just wouldn't come off. So this was about 11:30 when we pulled in,
and I figure it was about a quarter one when we decided that we'd try to contact this friend of ours in Kamigawa that I told you about before, this car salesman who we bought the car and motorcycle, was a real good friend of ours. We tried to contact him and see if he could help us. So Bobby was in the car asleep all this time. So I stayed at the car and watched, and Mother and Bob went over and they called him. And we had the number of the office, and this guy's mother and father lived at the office, so we woke them up and they got the number of where this man worked, where he lived, you know. And so then they called him, and he said that he would come out. This is about, like I said, a quarter one in the morning. So we went over into the shop, and what it was a fish shop, you know, sporting goods, fishing gear. And it stayed open all night. It was just for the fishermen who fished at night, which is quite popular here because that's when you're supposed to be able to catch all the big fish. All their fishing boats and everything go out at night and bring their catching in the morning. So they invited us in, and we sat in there and had some rice crackers and some tea. And there was one guy in there that spoke a little bit of English, and we talked to him. And they were real nice. And pretty soon, about 2 o'clock or a little after 2, these guys arrived. It was our friend and one mechanic that he must have gotten up someplace and brought with him. And he, from knowing how, got the drum off. And what had happened was a lever inside the drum from the emergency brake had broken loose and was dragging. And so he disconnected that and took it out. And put the drum back on. And Bob said he was going to try it. So he tested it, and he was accelerating. All of a sudden, the one wheel jammed, and he skidded to a halt. And he hadn't put on the brakes or anything. So they jacked it up, and we took the wheel off again, and took the drum off, and a spring that held the brake off had come loose when we had it apart before. So we put the spring back in, and it was all fixed. We tried again. So we thanked him and everything. We didn't pay him at the time or anything. It was now about 3 o'clock, so we didn't have any emergency brake, but other than that, we were okay. So we got in and drove off. It's kind of spooky though, because everything stops running at 11 o'clock, you know, the trains, subways, everything. So we couldn't have got back, couldn't have got to Tokyo by train or anything. Previously, before, some friend of ours that didn't live at Kamigawa, that had come down for a 4th of July celebration, had gone back, and they had a 1954 Chevy. And the roads are so terrible going back that they hit a bump in their bottom drag and smashed their exhaust pipe closed, and all this pressure backed up in the motor and it overheated everything, and their motor blew up. And this was considerably a bit earlier, so they took a train into Tokyo and stayed at the Summer Hotel overnight. The car still isn't running right ever since then, so kind of a plagued route going down there, I guess. We'd been real lucky. I mean, this is the only trouble we've ever had. That car, it's 1960, and it's kind of shot. We might get a new car if we stay here longer. Not a new used car is probably what it would be. The background music I'm using here is off FM. Right now they're broadcasting stereo, which you won't pick up anyway, but they're broadcasting it that way. They're FM, Well, they broadcast all kinds of music on it, but a lot of it's in English, the same as a regular radio. There is a possibility, and we will be staying here until May of 68. And if we do, we will probably move. So, if this is the case, and we do move soon, then I may not get a tape off for a while. But I mean, this could come up. I doubt that it'd be any sustained time. Looks like I've got a little tape left here. I don't know really what to say. Think of something. I know there's a lot. Oh, your first question, the very first question you asked, I still haven't got the answer for. You wanted to know how to frame those Japanese pictures. I don't know. And Mother's not home now, so I'll have to wait until the next tape to answer that. I really don't know. I think they were framed in wood, or can be framed in wood, but I'm not sure, so I'll wait until later. One thing I'd like to know is if you can monitor 4-track monophonic, because my next tape, I'll make it that way if you can listen to it that way. And, well, that looks like about the end of this tape, so take care and goodbye for now.